This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate is in Baton Rouge this week, helping South Louisiana move toward recovery from the record flooding.
We got a lot of people in shelters, got a lot of people who may not be able to get back into their homes. So what will be the next step for temporary housing?
Fugate says it will not be travel trailers like Louisiana had following Katrina and Rita.
If we need to bring in any type of temporary housing units, first thing is they're better than they ever been. They're all HUD approved.
The best solution is cleaning, repairing, and getting people back in their homes as quickly as possible. That's going to require more hands, says Governor John Bel Edwards.
But I am asking for organized groups, both in Louisiana and outside of Louisiana, and a lot of times the faith-based community really steps up to organize and come in at the appropriate time, not just yet, but at the appropriate time, and to volunteer to help these people to get back in their homes.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is helping assemble the teams through volunteerlouisiana.gov.
The limited money that may be available if they didn't have flood insurance, these teams will also be available after we clean out the homes to help many of the people without flood insurance rebuild.
With over 40,000 homes impacted by the flooding, recovery for the region is sure to be an extended process, says Fugate.
FEMA understands this is a very large disaster impacting tens of thousands of people. Irregardless of what it may be getting on the national coverage, we know this has been a significant impact here in Louisiana, and our commitment and the president's commitment to support the governor's team through a full recovery, and it's going to be a hard one.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.